This is UNMEO Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UNMEO Radio News Summary, I'm Martina Brooks. The Crown Prince of Norway, also the UNDP Goodwill Ambassador, says he is impressed with work done at the Mount Coffee Hatcho Power Plant. Prince Haakon turned on the third turbine during his visit to the facility on Wednesday. He noted that the Hatcho project is a milestone achievement that will boost the economic growth of Liberia and its people. In a separate development, the president of the UN Economic and Social Council, Fetchwe Musuwa Makamuri-Shava, has said sustainable development is only going to be possible if we join forces and recognize the catalytic role of partnerships. This was his Crown message relayed to the 2017 ECOSOC Partnership Forum on Wednesday. He said that a collective effort of stakeholders was critical for reaching the 2030 Sustainable Development Goals, or the SDGs. The chairman of the National Traditional Council of Chiefs and Elders, Chief Zaza Kawa, has called on government to build a national memorial site for people killed by the Ebola virus disease. The Ebola virus disease claimed the lives of over 10,000 persons of three sub-regional countries of Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone in 2014 and 2015. Chief Zaza Kawa says most of the bodies of those killed were burned and the ashes are placed into over 40 drums in the Disco Hill community on the Robertsville Highway. The Liberia National Police has been mandated to bring under control acts of misconduct committed by any AFL personnel outside military facility. Police spokesman Sam Collins told UNMEO Radio this came about as a result of a memorandum of understanding signed between the Ministries of Justice and Defense. The MOU calls for the AFL High Command or any high-ranking officer within reach to be notified within 24 hours for the act of misconduct occurred. The news is coming to you from UNMEO Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. UN peacekeepers in South Sudan say they have twice been prevented from accessing the town of Pajok while the army is accused of killing civilians. The peacekeepers say they are concerned about the reports of fighting and attacks on civilians and are calling on the government to allow them to visit the area. Several thousand people have fled Pajok into neighboring Uganda. Some said government troops shot their relatives as they ran or arrested and then killed them. The army has denied targeting civilians. And the head of a key U.S. congressional investigation into alleged Russian hacking has temporarily stepped down amid an ethics inquiry into him. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Divine Nunes is now himself under investigation by the House Ethics Committee. The panel is looking into claims that a Republican disclosed classified intelligence. Mr. Nunes called the charges entirely false and politically motivated. Representative Mark Conaway will take control of the Russia investigation. That's the UNMEO Radio News Summary, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMEO, you can log on to www.unmeo.umissions.org, facebook.com/unmeo2003, or twitter/unmeonews. I'm Martina Brooks. Good afternoon.